Are you a woman of color who wants to take up space and own who she is, but people-pleasing and perfectionism's getting in the way? Let me tell you, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unapologetic AF. I'm your host, Raki Sachdev, empowerment and embodiment coach, and I'm obsessed with helping you deepen your relationship with your mind and body. Feel courageous to use your voice and give you the permission slip to choose yourself and your desires over everyone else's expectations. Are you ready to stop apologizing and disrupt the status quo? Let's get into today's juice. Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Unapologetic AF podcast. My name is Raki Sachdev and today I am posing a very important question to you. Do you really need to prove yourself yet again? How does that question land, my love? Is it immediately bringing anything up? Is there even just a slight resonance? You're not alone if so. I'm with you, boo. We're going to look at this through the lens of self and body acceptance and get into a little bit of where the desire for acceptance feels really good in theory and exciting, but it can also come with challenges simply because it requires letting go of the need to prove yourself. Let's get into the episode, shall we? So, as a woman of color, striving to prove yourself is so deeply ingrained in you, sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it. It's become second nature. You can no longer hear the voice that demands you need to prove that you're good enough, capable, worthy, because it's become your own voice. It's subconscious. The tape is running round and round and round without pause and ends up showing itself in behavior. In how you show up for your relationships, your career, your creative practice, how you show up for yourself, but also in how you feel by the end of the day when all is said and done. The feeling associated with it is the same every time. It's exhausting. Now, before it's exhausting, it possibly feels like there's a thrill. It possibly feels like there's a bit of an adrenaline rush. It feels good. But like I said, when all is said and done, when it all goes quiet, it's exhausting. The need to prove yourself keeps you on a hamster wheel where there is no soft landing in sight. You run yourself ragged, and even when it leads to the outcome you wanted, you landed the relationship you so deeply desired, you got the new clients. You received a really amazing opportunity as a result of showcasing your creative practice. You received the affirmation about your body and yourself from the people around you. None of that will be enough. The need to prove will intensify because with these outcomes comes a fear that if you don't keep proving just how good enough you are, how capable you are, how worthy you are, how valuable you are, you will lose what you wanted. Now you might be thinking, but Raki, sometimes I really do need to prove myself. For example, in a job interview or when I'm talking to potential clients, I need to prove I can fulfill the job. I need to prove that I am capable of that. And I would say, yes, there is an element of that. You do need to demonstrate what you can do. You need to prove why saying yes to you will be a great investment for them. But that's not what I'm talking about today, my love. I'm talking about the kind of proving yourself that stems from a place where you're not actually sure you can fulfill that promise. You feel shaky about your capabilities and you need external validation to affirm to you that you are capable. So you will do what it takes to receive that. It's a completely different kind of energy, one is showcasing evidence of your incredible capabilities. The other is going above and beyond the scope of your capacity and energy levels and showing up from a place of believing that being perfect and pleasing others is what you need to do to receive that particular outcome. So my question to you is this. How would you show up if you didn't need to prove yourself? Now I'm going to go a little bit left here and use the example of body acceptance to deep dive into this. Stay with me here because this example can feed into all parts of life. But as you know, or maybe you don't, maybe this is the first time you're tuning in, but I work with you on deepening your relationship with your body. So deep diving into this example of body acceptance feels like something I can get into with you, and it will translate into other parts of life. There are many reasons why developing an accepting relationship with your body can feel challenging. The system we live in does not help, and it can really exacerbate insecurities. However, what body acceptance also means is that you don't need to prove yourself anymore. You don't need to prove that your worth and value comes from pushing and forcing your body to squeeze into what society deems the perfect size and pair of jeans. That pushing and forcing and restricting and placing so much of your energy on looking a certain way is deemed very sexy by society. It looks good. It means you really know how to look after yourself because apparently keeping yourself in shape equals looking after yourself. What being accepting of your body means is no longer having to prove that you're looking after yourself so that people can continue to see it and affirm it. Does that make sense? Acceptance doesn't mean that you live life not feeling good. It doesn't mean that you no longer actually look good as deemed by society. What it actually means is that you no longer give a fuck whether people tell you that or not. It means you're no longer waiting on people to say it, and therefore stuck in that loop of having to prove it. It means no longer exhausting yourself on the metaphorical and literal never-ending treadmill. Your value and worth and who you are does not stem from your bodily aesthetic, nor from proving that you care about yourself. It's actually laughable that apparently looking after you is only based on what your body looks like. I mean, let's forget about how much sleep and rest you're getting. Let's forget about whether you're actually feeling nourished and eating foods that feel life-affirming and energy-giving. Forget being in touch with what your body actually needs. Oh no, as long as your body appeals to the societal gaze, oh yeah, she must be looking after herself. Acceptance of you and of your body is a stripping away of what you've been taught to believe makes you valuable and striving to prove that you are, because you already know that you are. When you're no longer needing to prove that you're good enough, that you are worthy of people's respect, love, acceptance, and you just know that you are simply for existing, you're able to settle into you, your skin, your whole being. You create space to understand what accepting you and your body actually means for you. You create space to relax and settle into who you are. You give you and your beautiful body an opportunity to feel what it is to not be on the edge of your seat all the time. Now, this example can mirror so many other ways in which you might be striving to continue to prove yourself. Let's take relationships. We're not going to do such a deep dive into this today, but I want to give a little example. Let's say you are striving to prove that you are an amazing friend. Now you can replace friend with partner, sister, daughter, whatever you like, but I'm going to do friend because I have experience in this department. To keep proving that you are an amazing friend, to keep receiving that external validation from that friend that you are everything they need, you fulfill all that they're looking for in a friend, you ensure every expectation and need is met, and you forego your own. They ask for your help? Yeah, I'm free. They change plans last minute? Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry. They ring you and dump all of their emotional baggage on you without asking if you have capacity? Yeah, tell me everything I want to know. Let me show that I can be everything to you. Let me prove that. Does it ring a bell? As I said, I know this one off by heart. I know it from experience, and I know how exhausting it can feel. You can't be fully present. You can't breathe fully and deeply. You also don't do yourself any justice, because you can't really see how incredible you are as a friend, as a partner, as a sister, as a daughter, because you're constantly trying to prove that. Acceptance isn't complacency. Acceptance isn't lazy. Acceptance isn't based on what you deserve or don't deserve. Acceptance doesn't mean you're not looking to grow and expand. What acceptance provides is fertile soil to grow. Letting it happen without twisting yourself into shapes that leave you feeling worn out, so far away from you and disconnected from yourself. Acceptance is knowing that you're imperfect and even then, so incredibly valuable. The need to prove yourself time and time again is essentially a need to control people's perception of you. Now, of course, that's what so much of this podcast is about, because that's what so much of people pleasing and perfectionism is, the need to control how people view you. What I want you to remember, or what I want you to know, rather, because this may not be something you're remembering. This might be something you're hearing for the first time. You're good enough as you are. You're worthy because you exist. You're valuable for simply being a human being. So what if you put that control down for a second? What if you didn't have to prove yourself yet again? What would that look like? What would it feel like? How would you show up in your life for yourself, for others, for your career, for your creative practice? I'll leave you with those questions to reflect on, to ponder on, to sit with. Nothing needs to be solved today. There's nothing that needs fixing. Just exploring. Give yourself the opportunity to be curious about where you feel in your life you need to prove yourself, why that's the case, and what would shift within you if you just didn't do that anymore. Oof, all right, my love. So, I know that this can feel heavy, so I want you to just take your time with it, okay? As I said, nothing needs to be figured out today. We're just sitting with this. We're just getting curious. We are just exploring. So to recap, in this episode, we talk about the idea of proving yourself, how deeply ingrained that is for a woman of color, how the hamster wheel is different to just showcasing evidence that you are good and capable of something, how being in acceptance of you and your body requires a pivot away from the need to prove, and questions around what life might look like and how you would show up if you put it all down for a second. Very soon, I'll be opening the doors to Hungry for More, a way in which we can work and move through all of this together, one-to-one. You're absolutely not alone, my love. In the next episode, I'll be talking about how to start setting boundaries in different aspects of your life in a way that doesn't feel too overwhelming. As always, I'd love to know what your takeaways were from this episode. Let me know if anything I've talked about today resonated with you, if you have any reflections or thoughts from it. Come hang out with me on Instagram. I love a juicy DM. Or you can email me. All the details are in the show notes. All right, my love, until next time. Thank you so much for listening, my love. I hope this episode has given you the permission slip you need to release what's holding you back from taking up space and showing up in your life as your fully expressed, unapologetic self. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love to know what your takeaways were. So drop me a DM on Instagram and let's get into some juicy conversation. Please share with a friend so we can empower more women of color to choose themselves and their desires. Until next time.